Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and blessings to my Blog Talk Radio listeners. This is Yahshua Elohim as your host. I'm coming to you live from Sankofa Production. And the topic is always living life through the eye of source, because there is no duality when you are looking through the eye of source. You can always reach me Facebook. You can reach me, you can tweet me, you can, I am Yahshua, I am Sankofa9@gmail.com. I am always present. So that's one thing about the internet, you can always reach out to anyone that you want to get in contact with. And that's one of the things that I love and I enjoy about the internet, because it's always about the user who's using the technique, not so much as the technique that is being, the technical that is being used or the technology that is being used, which brings up a topic. As you know, that we have been going through quite a bit of, I guess you can say, transformations, transitions. A lot of us have been going through a lot of emotional issues, spiritual issues, financial issues, physical issues. Everything is changing, yet nothing is changing, yet everything is changing. The event that happened in Charleston, I thought was, I can't even say it was an unfortunate event, because I trust and I believe that there's a bigger picture to all things that happen. I believe that there's a bigger eye looking at all of these things that are happening. And with that bigger eye, all things are working together for the good of humanity, for the good of man and womankind. So, you know, while I wanted to indulge in the emotions that others were having, I still had to remain in that alignment of who I am as a divine being. And as a divine being and seeing things and pursuing things through the eye of source, I saw the good in it. So we have this situation that has taken place in Charleston. And out of this situation or this event, and it's a historical event now that has happened, it has become a catalyst for change, because we are changing, we are evolving. However we evolve, it does not matter, just as long as we are evolving. And sometimes that means that situations or incidents, things like this must happen. They must happen because it serves as a contract in life. It serves as a contract of living life. So you cannot have clarity. You cannot have clarity until you recognize and you bless the contrast that has given birth to the clarity. Now, if you look back at this situation, from what I understand and from what the news is telling me is that there were 9 people. And from my eye, it takes 9 months to bring about a child. It gave birth to something else. It gave birth to people having the right to love and marry whoever they want to marry within the gay and lesbian community. It caused the Confederate flag in Alabama to be taken down, but it was replaced with another flag, which is, you know, the LGBT community. So this is what happened. And then I thought of the individuals that became the catalyst to this event changing. They are now considered our ancestors. And do we honor our ancestors by being hateful? Do we honor our ancestors by being unforgiving to others because of their way of thinking? Forgiveness is a bitter pill. Yes, indeed it is. But it does not mean that that pill cannot be swallowed. It can be swallowed. But it takes an individual with a balanced mind to say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It takes a balance. It takes a balanced mind. And what I mean by that is that you have an emotional mind and you have a mind of reasoning, logic. You have a mind that deducts and inducts things that are taking place in life, in this life. And right in the middle of that mind, those two minds, is the wise mind. It's the wise mind. And the wise mind says, forgive them for they know not what they do. Or all things happen for a reason. There's a greater good in this. Although my mind cannot quite comprehend or even articulate what has taken place. That is a wise mind. So, I challenge you today to ask yourself, when you're going through situations or when you don't like things the way they are, I ask you to sit down once again. I'm always asking someone to sit down with themselves and find a middle ground between the logic of your mind and the emotions of your mind. Bring those two together and bring those two together in stillness, meditation, compassion, peace. That is living a life through the eye of source. That is what that is all about. Because at the end of the day, we have absolutely no control over anything that happens in our lives. This is why we live by grace on a day-to-day basis. And a lot of us are taking it for granted. I am grateful that I can breathe and not feel pain. I am grateful that I can breathe, and you can't even hear me breathe because it's so still and silent. I can walk, and there is no pain. I'm grateful that I have the mobility of all my limbs. I'm grateful that all my senses are working. I'm grateful that I can bring my food to my mouth, and I don't need assistance with that. I'm grateful for those things. I'm grateful that I can see, I can observe how the world is and make a decision that I don't have to be like the world, but I can live in the world because I'm a divine being. Because I am a divine being, I can live in this world and not be entangled in the yoke of bondage. The yoke of bondage is your emotions and the emotions of others. Your emotions entrenched, enmeshed with the emotions of others. So that is how I feel about that situation. Is even when it happened, you know, I had to, although I have a lot of people to talk to about it, I had to really select who I wanted to talk to about this situation, because I knew within my mind's eye that I had to stay in alignment with the divine source of who I am and what I operate as, And in order to do that, I had to call someone who was also in that same alignment. I made a choice not to be entangled in the yoke of bondage because of what I may be perceiving or seeing from my senses. So it's a challenge. Every day is a challenge. That is why we're here. We're here to evolve. We are here to evolve. We are here to feel every emotion that there can possibly be felt. We're here to know everything that there can be possibly known. And we're here to help each other. We're here to know the truth. And in knowing that truth, we embrace freedom. Freedom from what? Not freedom from wanting a car or wanting a house, but freedom from ourselves. This is why they say you can be your worst enemy. I can't be my worst enemy because I am my best friend. But I'm saying this is where that comes from. You can be your worst enemy because of your emotions or your emotional mind. So we have to learn to become mature, spiritually mature adult within this human body, because at the end of the day, it's the spirit that looks out into the world. It's that looks out into the world and experiences it however it chooses to experience it. And no matter if an individual is in jail or they don't kill 100 people, I don't care. They still have a soul, and they still are the likeness and the image of source energy. Therefore, I cannot judge. Of course, I can have my opinion, but I'd rather keep my opinions to myself, because once I render my opinions, I find myself once again entangled in the yoke of bondage. So with that being stated, I don't think I have anything else to say. You can always reach me. I mean, I think it's impossible not to be able to reach me. I am here. I am here. Yes, I am a Reiki master. I am also a spiritual life coach. I am a writer. I do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but that's only the soul expressing itself as it wants to out of me. At the end of the day, I'm just a shell that the soul has chosen to live in, and it has created this body to do so, and I'm loving every minute of it. However, I do experience the human condition, because I'm still in the flesh. I still have a heart. I still have a kidney. I still have kidneys. I still have a liver. I still have 13 systems residing within this body that causes me to function throughout the day. So, you got 360 degrees of physical, and you got 360 degrees of spiritual. So at the end of the day, you're always in pursuit of that 720, where you're integrated. You're an integrated being, and you've brought the physical and the spiritual part of your being, which is a non-physical aspect of your being, the most dominant part of your being, together. And there you have the mystical marriage between the spiritual and the physical. And there the soul is born. The soul is born out of the 720 degrees. Thank you for that. It is always a blessing to come forth and express myself. It's been a while since I've been on Blog Talk Radio. Simply because I've been receiving upgrades and downloads or what have you. I've been on a few shows, and I've expressed my opinions on a few things. I've even had psychic readings myself. Whenever you get a chance, you can check out Nikki Love. I think she has a great show. I think Miss Blue has a great show as well. And the one and only Don Nicolione. I mean, but, you know, you have to be strong if you want to listen to my sister, Don, because she is no joke. And you can't get caught up in the illusion of what she's saying. You have to make sure that you recognize the divine order that she is speaking from, because she's truly speaking from a space of the I Am presence, just like all my other sisters, Miss Lou and Nikki Love. So, let me give a shout out to the male, Alchemy. And Chief Speaks. Yeah, I've heard his show quite a few times. And it just feels good. It feels good. And my other sister, Shanice Jones, check her out on her show. I'm so grateful that I can even express my gratitude for those individuals that I've spoken of. Ade, how can I forget him? Ade as well, because I'm not greedy. I'm not greedy, and I believe that we all the ones that I have stated, we all are sharing from the same space. Therefore, we're speaking the same language, and we are a part of one another. So when you hear one of us speak, you are hearing the other speak, for we are not alone in this journey. So with that in mind and in cue, I want to say thank you. Thank you for my archive listeners. And you're always free to leave me a message. And with that, I'm going to leave you once again with Breathe by Layla Hathaway, because I always have to remind myself to just breathe and concentrate on my breath. And in concentrating on my breath, I am present. I am present. So stay blessed, and I say namaste. All praises to the Most High.